Hello and welcome to this special podcast from TLAC Chair Clenton Farquharson. Clenton describes how Think Local Act Personal and the National Co-Production Advisory Group are responding to the coronavirus crisis and our plans for the future.
In these moments of flux, we have the ability to reshape what the new norm will be through our response, recovery and reform. This is what TLAC have been considering. The first point I would like to make is that TLAC is thinking about the pandemic in three overlapping phases, responding to the crisis where we are now, and hopefully we'll turn this corner soon and enter a recovery phase. Not back to business as usual, but focusing on building a picture of the experience and impacts on people with care and support needs of the pandemic, and contributing to a third phase. And the third phase should be about using the lessons learnt to inspire, inform the social care reforms that so many of us want to see. A fairer system built on personalisation, co-production with a strong community focus, just like the Care Act was meant to be. TLAC's concerns right now in this crisis phase is about the Care Act easement. As the pandemic took off, we were concerned about what this would mean for people accessing care and support. When we first heard about the Care Act easement, even more so. We didn't start from a great place, as we know. The track record of the Care Act implementation is patchy at best. Many disabled people are fearful over the loss of hard-fought rights to independent living. Not disguising this reality, TLAC took the view that we should constructively engage with the process for producing the Care Act easement guide, intending to insist councils in deciding whether or not to switch on the easement alongside the ethical framework. And to their credit, the Department of Health and Social Care approached the drafting of the guidance in a collaborative way. TLAC and TLAC partners such as ADAS, Local Government Association, and the National Co-Production Advisory Group, and many others, were able to contribute their concerns and suggestions. I would say we won some and lost some. Most important for me, we successfully made the case for the statement on continuing to put people with care and support needs at the centre. The statement highlighted the importance of sticking to the principles of personalisation and co-production. I'm particularly pleased that Making It Real was cited as a reference point. For those of you who don't know Making It Real, it describes what good personalised support looks like by using the I and we statements. It also found its way into the COVID-19 Adult Social Care Action Plan. It represents a North Star, difficult to see at the moment, but a star we must not lose sight of. I know at one level these are just words, and we would want to see them translated into action. What they make clear is that the crisis should not be an excuse to drift permanently away from the Care Act. This gives me hope, and we need that more than ever right now.
Thank you, Clenton. If you'd like to find out more about TLAC's response to the current situation, please do visit our website or sign up for our newsletter. And look out for more podcasts about thinking differently about social care. Bye for now.